This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Quran is the Furqan. Allah refers to the Quran as Furqan, the criteria to judge right from wrong. Al-Quran has the solution to the problem of racism. One of the biggest problems in the world today is racism. Allah gives the solution in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13. Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa jalnakum sha'uban wa qabaila litarafu inna karamakum inda Allahi atqakum inna Allah alimun khabir. Oh humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female, and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you shall recognize each other, not that you shall despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has taqwa, who has God consciousness, who has piety, who has righteousness. The criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran, it's not wealth, it's not age, it's not sex, it's not color, it is taqwa, it is righteousness, it is piety, it's God consciousness. According to the Quran, no black man is superior to a white man, or a white man superior to a black man. No rich man is superior to a poor man, or a poor man for a rich man. No male is superior to a female, or a female to a male, unless with one criteria, taqwa, righteousness, God consciousness, tawheed. This one verse of the Quran will solve all the problem of racism in the world if the humanity follows this. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the last and farewell pilgrimage in the Hajjatul Wida, he said that no Arab is superior to a non-Arab, or no non-Arab is superior to an Arab. A white man is not superior to a black man, neither a black man is superior to a white man, except by taqwa. And we demonstrate this every day, five times of our life, every day in Salah. When we stand for Salah, we stand shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet, whether king or pauper, black or white, yellow or brown, rich or poor. When we stand for Salah in front of Allah, we stand together. It will abolish all kinds of racism in the world. Quran, because it has the solution for racism, I say Al-Quran is a global necessity. Everyone in the world should know about the Quran and follow it. Then only will there be peace.